in the presence of greatness right now, Lombardi, no. Belichick, Torrey, Lasorda, nah. Coach Alfredo Rios from Ramstein High School. Coach Rios, how's it going today?
It's going fantastic. Great day today.
Now, your team is hot off of winning the Dodea European Championship for baseball. How does that feel?
It is amazing. I feel so exciting. I feel happy for the boys. It's the boys who we're here for. Mm-hmm. And for them to work as hard as they did this season and to actually put it all into that last game, every single one of them, all 16 boys, fantastic job this season.
Probably a lot of work brought to fruition in that last game. What was the atmosphere like during those last few innings? I imagine it was pretty tense.
Yes. The situation that we were in, it was tough. But the boys, all season long have been pushing hard. We pushed them hard as coaches. So the adversity that they went through was kind of pushed to the side because this is what they've done throughout the season. Just working on baseball and doing the fundamentals and being able to play baseball and just play, like my coach said, between the lines and not let anything outside those lines affect them. And they did what they were supposed to do. You know, they went in, pushed hard, played hard, didn't worry about anything, and came through and earned that championship this year.
Yeah, I want to say it was Bruce Lee, maybe, who said one time that if you drill the fundamentals over and over again, when it comes time to actually implement them, to put it all into action, those fundamentals happen all by themselves. It's kind of like muscle memory, right?
And that's what we call doing the little things right.
Yeah.
Right? Every day at practice, over 200, 250 hours, I don't know how long it is, it's quite a bit, but we do the little things, the fundamental drills, every single practice. There is not one day that we miss it. Sometimes the boys are like, we know how to do this, and then we do it again. Exactly. We make sure that it's done over and over until it's just second nature to them. And then you see that in the games, right? It gets better and better as the season goes through. And then when we hit that championship game, wow, it was just amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it evidently worked.
Yes.
It's easy to say it was all worth it after a winning season. A little harder, maybe, to see all that good looking down the barrel of a 250-hour time commitment. Going to be talking with Coach Rios when we're back about the benefits of volunteering with Dodea Sports. The final word on youth baseball across Dodea Europe, Coach Rios here. So what would you say are some of the benefits of service members and civilians getting involved with Dodea Sports as volunteers? And for the kids, what do you think they get out of signing up and playing ball themselves?
First off, if you don't mind, I'd like to throw out some shout outs, because the shout outs go to first the organizations and the leadership across the base for allowing these assistant coaches to come out, these volunteer coaches to come out. So I'd like to thank Valiant Integrated Services, who works with the headquarters USAFE-F Africa A3T Exercises and Training Division. That is my assistant coach, Calvin Delp.
Yes.
Right? He's a contractor. Mm-hmm. And then I have Staff Sergeant Jacob Zamora, who is with the 435th Construction and Training Squadron. He's been there for 3 years and 8 months, and I just picked him up this past year. These two guys, Calvin, Coach Delp has been with me for probably 4 or 5 years, and Zamora for the past year. And without these two guys,
it'd be tough.
The championship would have been really, really tough. So because they had to take over for that championship game, and they were the two that were out there on the field this year. So it was amazing to watch them guys. But again, they can't come out unless their organizations allow them to come out, right? Because our practice starts at 3:30. So these guys literally got to leave their work environment early. And so that their leadership allowing them to do that is just wonderful. And I thank them. I throw out a big, huge thank you to them because, again, we can't do it without them. As far as the benefits, man, one of the thing is you just gain a bigger family. You get to be part of a bigger family, right? Yeah. And these volunteers, they come out there and they practice, like I said, 250 hours throughout their whole entire season. So we get a bond with these boys, and some of these boys come back year after year just to see the coaches. And sometimes they don't get to see the assistant coaches because they might PCS or they might leave, but they do keep in contact with them, right? So we grow a bond with these boys and these assistants, the volunteers especially. I believe that they don't realize what they're getting into until they actually come out. And then it's like, okay, first day of practice, three and a half hours. Dang it. Okay. Every day it's three and a half hours. And they're like, okay. And then, you know, because they get close with these boys, and these boys start to depend on them. So it's just amazing the connection that these volunteers, as well as the head coaches, get with these boys, these student athletes.
I'd imagine you get emotionally invested in their development, right?
For us, Coach Yost is my other assistant coach, and he's the PE coach at the middle school, Ramstein Middle School. He's an all All-American baseball player from Miami. He and I worked together along with the volunteer coaches. Oh, I would also like to mention, we also have another volunteer coach who is a civilian. He was with the Marines a long time ago. And okay. I say a long time ago because he's 79 years old.
Oh, okay.
And this is Coach Yost's father. We call him Papa Yost. He flies out from Florida. And he is here for almost the entire season. The only reason he leaves a little bit early is because he got to take Coach Yost's son, Coop, call him Big Coop, back to the States for some travel ball. So that's Papa awesome. Yost is here for most of the season, and he gives tremendous insight to the boys. You know, they can sit and talk with him, and he has a lot of experience on the baseball field. It's amazing to have Coach Yost there, Coach Delp, Coach Zamora. These guys, like I said, we create a good bond with these boys, and it is for a lifetime. You know, it is not just for the baseball season. These guys come and sit down and talk to us, whether it's at the BX while we're eating food, while we're at the store. Sometimes they just give us a call. Sometimes they message us. And even the boys who have graduated and gone on, we have people who are in college playing ball. And even if they don't go on and play ball afterwards, they still continue to call us and talk to us because of that special bond that we create over the season.
Never a bad idea for our kids to get involved with a sport, but what about adults? Why volunteering with Todia might be more vocation than bullet, up next. So Coach Rios, we were just talking about the bond that forms over the course of a season. And that coaching relationship, what you talk about forming with these players, it sounds like there's a parallel there between that relationship and the mentor-mentee relationship that we talk about a lot in the military.
Yes, I was thinking about that because I myself am a retiree. I retired here at Ramstein in 2013.
You just stayed over here.
I did. I was lucky enough to earn a few degrees and I waited it out. It took me 4.5 years, but I got picked up by Dodia, by Ramstein. So my first gig ever and loving it ever since. But yeah, the parallels, you know, you train in baseball day in and day out, the little things to improve. And then you have the games weekly on Saturdays for us to see where you're at. Right? See how much you've improved. And then you put it all together in the end of year tournament. Same thing in the military for me is from what I remember and experienced is you do the training, you do some more learning, and you do some more training, and then you do the exercises, right? And this is to see where you're at according to your unit, where your unit's at for the base. And that all prepares you for the real world situations that might occur. That's where I see the correlations between these guys in baseball and my military life.
Full circle for you, sounds like. So for our listener, say they like baseball, they like volunteering, they like sports, thinking about getting involved with Dodia, but they hear that 250 hours and they're like, whoa, pump the brakes. That's a time commitment. What would you say to that person who might be on the fence about volunteering with Dodia Sports?
I say just go out and do it. The friendship, the camaraderie, the family that you see in the military, because we do get close bonds with our co-workers in the military. I remember I have a whole lot of people that I can still talk to from 1991 to 2013. Lots of people that you still have contact with. Mm-hmm. You're going to get that with the sports, with the high school sports people, whether it's baseball, football, soccer, my other sport, tennis.
Nice.
Come on out, have fun. First off, if you're wanting to get some exercise, we'll put you in there to play with the team, you know. So in baseball, we can make them hit, we can make them do the laps or do the fielding. In tennis, definitely, I'll give you a racket and I'll put you on the court. Just go out and do it. I know it's a commitment and it is tough to do it day in and day out, but the bonds that you create from the student athletes, these boys, these girls, is just amazing. It's phenomenal. I would like to give a shout out to someone else, the families of these volunteer coaches. You know, they too have to do a little sacrifice because they give up their spouse, their loved one, to the team for those 250 hours over a 2-month period. It is tough on them as well because, you know, all of a sudden they go from having their spouse or their loved one for the weekend and now they're gone because they're having a great time coaching one of the teams, right? So a shout out to the family members as well because they deserve a lot of recognition because they give up a lot too. For military people on base, if you're on the fence, just go out. Just go out and do it. See what it's like. Just give a day, give a week. And I guarantee you after a week, you're not going to want to give it up. You're going to want to keep coming back out.
Belonging is a big deal when it comes to being stationed out here in Europe. How playing and how volunteering can help in making this assignment a little less daunting, a little less lonely. Stay tuned. Sports can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. Maybe it's a potential job or a way to stay fit, other times it could be a niche you find in an otherwise isolating new duty station. Coach Rios, something we talk about a lot is being stationed over here in Europe. Many of us were forced to say goodbye to our support network back in the US, and assignments out here are kind of like this journey in growing it back. It seems like such an amazing thing to give back, to be a part of that support network for someone else, and for that someone else to be a part of your support network in return.
Yes, the support here is tremendous. It's phenomenal. And I can go back to my time with NATO. That was my first assignment here at Ramstein in 2006. I unfortunately lost my wife in 2007. So the support that I had came from non-family members, right? And that's all of my network in NATO, all of my coworkers from other bases who were restationed here. So that family is what I call it. They're my family. Helped me get through a lot of tough times. And even then, even if it's not as tough as that, you know, you still get support for everything else in life. And that's what we do for the kids, right? We support them as they go through high school because sometimes they got a lot of turmoil in high school. Whether or not they're a sports athlete or academic student, they have some problems too. And our experience as adults going through the military or even going through the sports, because Coach Yost has a lot of experience in sports, we can help the students get through their lives as well. It just becomes a big support. And as a volunteer, if you come in, you're going to become part of that support no matter what. You just are, because you have some experience out there that these kids need to see, need to hear. And maybe with what we tell them or what we show them, they'll be able to get through it a little bit better than other people would.
Those growing pains in middle school, high school, they're pretty rough.
Yes, they are.
A lot of schools out there are probably wondering what the secret ingredient was in Ramstein High's success in the Dodea European Championship. Coach Rios giving us a look under the hood. Keep it locked right here. So going into this tournament, did your team have an overarching mantra or maybe like a core focus to help ferry you all through to that first place podium?
We had, you know, all the cliches. We had a bunch of them. Be better tomorrow than you were today, right? Work hard. One of the biggest ones Coach Yost brought to the team was, how are you going to react in times of adversity, right? What are you going to do? Something happens. What are you going to do? And how are you going to do it? On our baseball field here on Ramstein, we have what you call the Ramstein hop. Because our field isn't very level. A lot of teams complain about that, and we get it because Ramstein hop happens to us as well. It's a fielder getting ready to field a ground ball and patch a little grass and pops up and maybe hopefully doesn't hit you in the face, but it goes flying up, right? That's the Ramstein hop. What are you going to do about it? There's nothing you can really do. So this is something that we harp on all year long. It is like, you know, what do they say? A fish has a 3-second memory. Forget about it. You can be pouty for about a second, take a deep breath, and then the next pitch is coming. You got to get ready for it. Yeah. And of course, we say the baseball gods, they know something happened to you. So here comes the ball right back at you, right? What are you going to do? Are you going to field it correctly and do the right throw? Or are you going to be pouty still? And then you're going to make another mistake. And then the mistakes build on. Mm-hmm. So one of our biggest mantras was, how are you going to react to adversity? And we push that through, you know, right? Because they can use that not only on the baseball field, but in high school, after high school, in life, for the rest of their lives. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the bigger ones.
Secret sauces aside, at the heart of the Dodea European Championship, one thing reigned supreme as the linchpin, the keystone, right? That held and holds the entire Dodea enterprise up. Sportsmanship. See it in action next. From the volunteers to the players to the team philosophy, Ramstein High School's boys baseball had plenty to look to for their success. And Coach Rios, you had mentioned you guys have all the cliches. In my experience, I think the difference between a platitude and, you know, an actual crucial ingredient to success is whether or not you have follow through, whether or not you have actions to back up those words. And it seems as though your team very much did.
Yes. Yes, they pushed through any and all adversity throughout this entire season. I'd like to, I know this wasn't this year, but last year we have a pitcher, Connor McGinty. All right, we put him in the championship game last year to pitch, I don't know, a few pitches, and the individual who was batting ripped one over the fence. Home run, scored 2 or 3 runs, I don't remember.
Not an awesome feeling.
Obviously, that's adversity, right? Because you're a pitcher, you're getting up there to close out the game, you throw a ball, and this guy just rips it over the fence, 315, 320 feet. Wow. All I remember was the boys coming to me after the game. They said when they approached that mound to talk to Connor, Connor looked at him and says, "Now we have a game." That was it. That is what we preach. And we tell them, what can you do? Can't do anything about it. He said, you know what? That was a great hit. Let's move forward.
I love that.
That was awesome.
I feel like there's such good sportsmanship in being happy for the guy who just cracked a home run off of one of your pitches. And I think that so perfectly encapsulates Dodia's sportsmanship. I love that.
Definitely. That is our team in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Big time.
And we were talking about drilling fundamentals over and over again. Would you say that that was the quote-unquote secret sauce your team had heading into that final game?
Yes, because it becomes second nature. Again, like I know I said that before, but if you do it over and over and over again, you get to a point to where you're like, okay, now I can concentrate on other things, such as, you know, I got somebody on second base, the ball's coming to me, what am I going to do? Am I going to hold them there before I throw it to first? Am I going to throw it to first? Freak out? Mm-hmm. I don't know. So the fundamentals are absolutely the thing that any team needs to do on a daily basis, because it gets them into a state of calmness throughout for the rest of the game. And then when something weird like a Ramstein hop happens, you know, it's not too big of a deal, right? You can just step on to the next play and move forward. But yeah, that is one of the big things, is the fundamentals, doing the little things right.
Coach Rios, very much appreciate you taking some time out of your day to come talk with us. It's been awesome. A lot of the lessons and skills you use in your own team, I think, would be really useful as well for a lot of the teams we have here in the military.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for having me. This was awesome.
Always.